Well, the law is still God's word, no matter what people say. So, you know, God gives the fourth commandment and the sixth commandment to defend marriage and sexuality. And in a way, except perhaps maybe the ninth and tenth commandments, you don't get such a high emphasis on anything among the 10 words of God that he gives from Mount Sinai. So it's obvious that it's pretty important to God. Secondly, holy marriage also is related to the gospel. You know, you don't have to read very far in Ephesians 5 to understand that Christ's relationship with his bride, the church, is the model for holy marriage. And then reciprocally, that holy marriage in the relationship of husband and wife is there to typify to the world the passionate divine love of the Christ for his bride, the church. So, you know, it's not so easy as to say, oh, well, it's just law, never mind about this, because what we believe about marriage is related to who we think Christ is, what Christ does for his bride, the church, what the church is, how Christ possesses his bride, and what he does for her. Those are gospel issues, Todd. So, I mean, this is really at the center of the thing for us.